Bonjour, bonsoir, buenos dias, buenas noches, good morning, good evening, what's up, good night. How y'all doing? So today we're going to be talking the catfish episode. So this one's a little different. Well, I mean, it wasn't too cray-cray either. It was I was itching, y'all. So Neve and I think her name was Sheena. It was either Shan or Sheena. Neve and the girl. they were going to work on a case. And this case is for Angela and Justin. So, I'm not sure where I've seen this girl before. I know her face. I don't know if it was, she's been on YouTube videos or Instagram. She just is giving influencer vibes to me because I've definitely seen her face. I know he introduced it, but I didn't see that part where he said what exactly she did. I know she said something about she likes kinky things or like that. Anyway, so Angela, she's 41 years old and she's an actress. She was in a relationship for 20 years, but she knows her worth now and she's not going to settle for whatever it was that she was settling for. So she got a DM from a guy named Justin who pretty much wanted to meet up with her since she said that she was in New York. And it just didn't happen. You know, she went to Times Square. It was kind of like, oh, I just missed you. I'm in Brooklyn now. Oh, man, I was there before. You know, like, kind of like they're just going to say anything to kind of say they were where you were at but just missed you. You know, like, oh, dang, I just came from there. Or I was just there last week. Too bad, you know? Like, get out of here. So it's almost like playing phone tag, but in real life. But she does like how intensive he is. Attentive, I should say. She likes how attentive he is and how he really like asks her questions and he seems like he actually cares about her. So she now wants to know, like, is this real or is this not real? You know, like, what is this? What are we doing here? Which, I mean, she should know this type of information, right? So she said that she doesn't even know like how old he is or anything like that. She didn't know too much about him. She said she didn't know his last name. She just knows what he tells her. Like she'll say something and then just kind of wait for his response. Like she'll say, yeah, I'm 41. And she said that she would expect for him to say how old he is, but she doesn't actually put forth the effort to ask. I'm like, girl, you definitely knew in this dating game. Or maybe you're just one of those types of people that just don't realize. Like, there are some people that I've met that just aren't like me. Like, I'm an investigator. I probably can be very annoying, and I totally understand that. But I like to know people, you know, or know as much about them as I am able to get. And I usually remember this information, and that's how, if we become really good in the end, like I'm able to get you the best gift that I know that you would appreciate and love. Like I put my heart and soul into things that I do for people. So I like to know as much about people as I can, you know, like your birthday, your name, your favorite color, like, you know, all those little things. And if we're trying to build a romantic relationship, you need to know things like your goals. Where do you like to live? You know, are you interested in moving? You know, do you want more kids? Like there's certain things that you should know. I feel like people just skate around sometimes. And then that's why, especially in relationships, coming from a relationship coach, you know, they tend to skate around and not ask the proper questions. And then come 3 months or more, then they realize that the two people, they're not really so fully compatible and they actually don't have anything in common or they don't have the same life goals. So you just kind of had fun maybe, but you could have stopped all the wasting of time if you would have asked these questions in the beginning. You know, like if he wants to have 5 kids and she's like, I hate kids. You know, if you would have asked that in the beginning, it could have prevented a lot of heartache. So things like that. I do feel like questions are very important. So anyway, they do their investigation and they see that this guy, Justin, he also does come off as Gary, which she did mention that she saw another patient said Gary that had contacted her and said it was Justin. So it actually was kind of making sense because they found 2 pages just like that. And the Gary one had all these things about fan fiction and anime type of stuff. and it had the correct photo, but the red flag here was that he had a ring on his finger and said something about his wife. This was back in 2019, so it was possible that it could be an old relationship, but nonetheless, it said wife. So, you know, that's red flag right there. Like, is he married? You know? So they tell Angela everything that they learned, and she did look like she was sad, and she said that she was upset because pretty much the simple fact that she realized now that she doesn't know a lot about him. Like, I'm like, girl, I could have told you that one. I mean, do you not have friends that ask you questions? Like, oh, who is this guy? Like, you know, like, how do you not? I don't know. People is different. I mean, like I said, there are certain people that their brains just don't work the same way, where they're just kind of okay with just surface level things. Me, I dive deep. You know, it's a good and bad thing because it's not for everyone, you know. But yeah, she said that she did try. No, they did go ahead and she tried to go ahead and call him. And he said that he was at dinner with a friend, so he couldn't speak at that moment. But she did try to just let him know, you know, that she wanted to meet up with him. And he was like, oh, maybe next week. It's not a good time right now. Like, dude, we're not doing this right now. Like, catfish, they don't have a whole week to try to wait for you. Like, we ain't doing that. So then she ends up getting a little more firm and saying, you know, I have catfish with me. And, you know, we do want to go ahead and move forward so that I can see you. And then he seemed like he was worried, like, why did you have to drag them into this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to think about this and then I'll come back. But right now, I don't know about all this. I don't know. This is overwhelming. This is a lot. So then he finally does go ahead and tell Neve and them that he is going to meet up with them, but they have to pick the spot that they could meet at. And Neve suggests a park that he knows. And they agree to grab Angela and go ahead and meet up, which is great. So Angela, she gets all dressed up to meet Justin. Like, I mean, dolled up for real though. She had on the heels. She had on a nice little mini dress, hair done, makeup done. Like, homie was ready to go out on a date. Like, she came dressed to kill. Like, you know how they say when you go out, you gotta make sure you look good because you never know who you meet. Well, she knew who she was meeting, and she like, this the man of my dreams. I'm gonna look good, okay? Because it's still a possibility. Like, girl, she was wearing freaking heels walking in the park. Like, that's just as bad as wearing heels in the sand. Like, it's just terrible. Because your heel is like going down into the dirt and the gravel. And man, I wouldn't want to do it, honey. I wouldn't want to do it. But she did it. And she was looking cute, too. She was ready for the runway, honey. She was like, I'm going. I don't care what's going to happen. I'm going to look out. I'm going out good either way. Whether he's for me or not, he going to see what he missing out on. So he ends up sending them a video while they sitting there waiting for him, talking about, oh, he can't do this anymore. And he's sorry, but he really has to go. I'm like, wait, what? And dude was literally there because you could see the same kind of ground in the video. So they're like, nah, you gotta message him real quick. So she messaged him like, I'm gonna be here for 20 more minutes. So I would hope to see you pretty much. Like, you don't wanna be too forceful. Like, yo, you better be here because I'm here. But, you know, you gotta kind of put a little trinket out there, but also let him know you're serious real quick. So that's pretty much what she did. And then while they sitting there waiting, a car pulls up. A nice little white car. I'm guessing it was Uber or maybe a friend. I'm assuming probably an Uber or something. If it is, then probably catfish paid for it because they had the guy waiting for a good little bit. So he actually talks to Neve real quick. Neve couldn't really see him too well because he had the window down a little something, but he was talking to him and he was just saying how he was so nervous. And gathering from everything he said, even though he didn't say the word social anxiety, he definitely suffers from social anxiety. Probably a few other issues that I believe he has, but I don't want to assume. But yeah, I could definitely see that he had some things going on with him, you know? And he finally, after Neve had to convince him a little something, he comes out the car and starts talking. And he says that his name really is Justin. And he really was the same person from the picture, which was great. But he was, like, really, like, you could just tell he was, like, really, really, really super nervous. And just, like, even when he was talking in the car, he was really, like, should I say self-deprecating? Like, he was just really putting himself down and just, like, you could just see he didn't have any courage. He was just saying how he was a coward. It brought me back to Oz, you know, the lion, where he just didn't have any courage, you know? That was one, right? He didn't have any courage, and that's what he needed, or he felt like he needed in order to, you know, be able to rule the kingdom. So that's what I was seeing from him. But yeah, he ends up saying that he doesn't really want anything and not really looking for anything. Like he said, sometimes he kind of baits with his friends, even like he'll tell them that he's like, yeah, let's do that. But he doesn't really do it. Like, dang. I know they watching this like, we knew you'd do that. I knew it. You know, all these little crews, anime crew. I knew you did that. Like, right. Pissed off at him now. Like, we're never believing you again. But Shayna, she did mention that, you know, he should really heal himself before he does anything else. And plus, at the end of the day, you're hurting other people by playing games with them. And like, he's talking about he didn't think that was going to really happen in real life. Like, dude, you're literally playing with people because what, you want somebody to talk to? Like, at the end of the day, you're messing things up because she actually was feeling the real you. You know, she really liked your personality. She liked your looks. Like, if you would have actually been consistent, and you probably would have got the girl. But it seems like whatever happened with his ex, I don't know if that shattered him, or maybe he's always been like this. But that probably shattered him even more, knowing that he lost the person that he was with and had to, like, really start building all over again. Even though that was, like, what, 4 years ago? But still, some things take time, especially for people that may have a routine. And routines that get out of whack, it definitely can throw them into, like, deep, dark depression. So that could be part of what's going on. And so Angela, she seemed like she was such a nice person. Like, her aura was just, like, so, like, vibrant to me. Like, I was just reading, like, that she seems like, I don't know, it was just so inviting, and it feels so, like, uplifting as well. Like, even through all the pain, because I know that she felt some pain, she was, like, really smiling and took the situation like a G. You know, I don't know if she went home and started bawling her eyes out, you know, or staring into space. But either way, she did say that she wanted to be friends with him. And she was just, she wasn't bitter. She wasn't upset. She even gave him a hug, which I thought that was something that she didn't even have to do, because at the end of the day, he did hurt her feelings, you know, especially her coming out of a long relationship as well, you know, and putting a little bit of trust into this guy. And he kind of shattered her trust and her hopes. So 2 months later, they did give an update, and Angela, she said she doesn't talk to him anymore. They tried for a little bit. He also said the same thing. They spoke for a little bit, but he said, like, it just wasn't really going anywhere. So that's probably what happened. Yeah, because you didn't want it to go anywhere. He seems so comfortable. Like, I can tell that, like, he's one of those people that are probably always on the internet, and that's how he has conversations. Like, during lockdown, he was probably having a great time because, you know, as long as you have internet and you can talk to people online, you're great, you know? For me, it didn't affect me too crazily because I don't mind being alone, you know? And I don't mind because I have everything that I do is mainly on the internet. So human interaction for me, I mean, it's a plus, but it's not always needed as long as I have my own entertainment. And I always keep myself busy. So, like, while people were like, oh my God, the clubs are closed, I was like, well, I have liquor in my house. I have my TV. I have internet. Therefore, I have people. You know, I was even on, like, chat rooms and things like that, like, having parties and playing music. It was good, you know? I even went bike riding, which is something I wasn't really doing like that. So I was doing things. But anyway, so I feel like that he was probably flourishing throughout that time, you know? Because he seemed so comfortable when he was on the camera as opposed to when he was around everyone in person. Because he probably just feels like everyone judges him. And that's something that he probably needs to really, like, work on. Possibly get some help, you know, if he can't do it on his own. Unfortunately, it didn't really go anywhere. But she did mention that she still thinks that he's a nice person, even though that she was disappointed. She just wishes that he were honest with her. So look at that. Even in the end, she was still smiling. She still was able to see the good in him, you know? So, yeah, pretty cool. So let me know what y'all thought about that episode down below. I'll see you guys on the next one. Laters.